have your company. Keep your texts coming through. 0433 98 11 16 on the Speckle text. A couple coming through from some soccer fans. It seems that any sport in the US takes more importance than soccer on your radio station. I'd actually like to talk a bit more soccer. Watched Sunderland Till I Die again last night. I quite enjoy a little bit of EPL when we can get it. So more than happy to cross to the UK and talk some EPL and some English soccer and a little bit of Bundesliga when that gets back up and running. We'll get David Davidovic on again later this week for all those soccer fans out there. Love to do a bit more soccer on this program. As take your calls if you want to call about it any time. 1-300-736-736. A lot of what we do is guided by how many texts you sent in or how many times you call about a specific sport. It gives me an indication if you ring and say you want something or you ring and want to talk about something that we should do more of that on our show. So we can do a little bit more on this program if you would like. Great to have Sam Edmund on the show for Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now, illusionfires.com. Welcome to you, Sam.
G'day, Dwayne. I love my ramble. I love my soccer too. You know what else I'd love or would love to see, and that is you in a TikTok video. Please tell me you're working on one of those for me, Dwayne. I mean, Bucks is doing it, Goody's doing it, yep. All these other coaches are doing it. I think a treadmill already. TikTok would go down very well.
Already done one. I did one. Yeah, we had a TikTok video as a family. My wife, I think, posted it on her Instagram. But it's quite embarrassing, so I don't necessarily want to put it out on my social formats.
I think we need it on the official Dwayne's World account, to be honest.
I've done the TikTok. We have a little session every Tuesday night in our house where everybody, member of our family, has to give a lecture, a two-minute or three-minute lecture on something that they would like to tell us about, inform us about. So it's always a bit of fun if someone gives a TikTok video does a TikTok video as part of their thing on a Tuesday night. My daughter, can I tell them what you told me last night, Summer? Can I tell them what you told me last night as part of your... Is that all right, Summer? Can I tell them? I've got the thumbs up from my daughter. So her two-minute lecture last night was the top 10 most used swear words in the world. And she went through them and explained them to us. So that was a bit of fun from my 20-year-old daughter. But back to sport, Sam. Welcome back to you. And I shouldn't have probably raised that. What have you got for us today?
Dwayne, as much as I love talking to you every day, and I do, we've been working on a new podcast series, which we unveiled today called Uncovered. And I really have to thank one of the gurus here at Croc Media for helping me put this together, Joel Brooks. Our first episode, you may recall this, Dwayne, provide some fresh details on the Whispers in the Sky scandal of 2005. It was Fremantle beating St Kilda after the siren. Justin Longmuir did it, the now Dockers coach. It was on a Friday night in Perth, but it wasn't so much the game that became the point of contention. It was the red-eye flight home that involved the umpires, Channel 9 reporters Tony Jones, Eddie Maguire was there, and a number of others. And it was on that plane trip that the umpire, Matthew Head, was alleged to have told Channel 9 reporter Tony Jones, "Now I know what it feels like to have a victory." Because, Dwayne, that game came hot off the back of Grant Thomas's scathing assessment of the umpires the week prior in a St Kilda North Melbourne game, and he eventually was fined the best part of $20,000 for. And I tell you, even after doing this podcast, Dwayne, Whispers in the Sky, I can't be any closer to knowing what actually happened, because both sides of the coin remain as resolute now as what they did back in 2005.
No, it was a big story at the time. It was front page at the time. I still remember Eddie Maguire's call of the climax of that game. I'll look forward to having a listen to that podcast. So how often are you going to put this kind of podcast out there, Sam? You've got a regular one every week or every fortnight?
No, no set time, just whenever we can get them going, Dwayne. We're thick into the second one at the moment, but we're just going to drip them out when we can do them. And by all means, if people out there, our SEN family, have got any ideas, any old famous VFL, AFL stories they want developed or fleshed out or re-examined, we'll definitely do it. But we've got a list we're working through at the moment, Dwayne. It'll keep us busy for a while.
A few coming through on Sunderland Till I Die on the Speckled Text. A few people have watched it. Yeah, I find it quite engaging. It's the football club environment. I actually watched, speaking of soccer, an old Monty Python thing called Golden Gordon, Barnstonworth United. If you can pick that up on the internet at some stage, check that one out, Sam. Hey, which coach has done TikTok and which do you think will be next? Who will be next now that the ball is rolling?
So I've seen, obviously, Goodwin do his. I've seen Nathan Buckley do his. And there was another challenge thrown out, and I'm sure someone will text in very soon, Dwayne, and let you know. But it's doing the rounds of the AFL fraternity at the moment. I think John Worsfold was issued the latest request as well. So I don't know if it's Woosh's cup of tea, Dwayne, to be honest. So it could be interesting.
Absolutely. And should we speculate? I have not done one bit of speculating or one word about hubs or start dates. I've avoided that today. I wasn't going to do it yesterday, but then Patrick Dangerfield kind of, you know, he reversed the truck up and changed his mind yesterday. And so did Jared Whiteley in some respects as well. So had to address it yesterday off the back of the boss of the Players Association addressing it, but haven't mentioned it at all today. So I'm not going to mention it. I'm going to leave you to mention it if you want to. Have you got a date? Have you got an update at all?
I know, the speculation is overwhelming at times, isn't it? No, we do not, Dwayne, and we'll deal with the facts. And as they stand at the moment, the AFL Players Association, because the players are largely kept in the dark here as well around a lot of the return to play plans at the AFL, are very secretly guarding at the moment, which you can understand. Now, by the way, that announcement on a return to play date, Dwayne, I can tell you that was initially earmarked to happen by the end of this month. Gillon McLachlan told us that by the end of this month, they were really pushing hard and he was confident they would have a return to train date, return to play date. We're now hearing that is very, very unlikely. In the middle of May, we will have to wait to get definitive word on when the AFL plan to resume the season. Obviously, a lot at stake there, a lot of state government communique, medical officers in all those states as well. Andrew Dillon working feverishly on that as well. So lots to happen in that space. And the AFL Players Association, I was just mentioning, Dwayne, they're going to send out a wide-ranging survey to their players next week. It will have questions on the hubs, you'll be happy to hear, but it'll also cover a whole heap of topics, including the CBA changes for the next 2 years that we spoke about yesterday, list size questions, fixturing, support for players, etc. It won't just be a yes or no question on hubs, but the PA needing some more detail from the AFL first before they can put that survey out.
Yeah, Andrew Fagan was on the program yesterday, for those unaware. I'm not sure if we got the grab of Andrew Fagan yesterday, but just to clarify it, I think the AFL is waiting on the various governments to talk about the restriction of the border protocols that are in place right now before they can actually make a decision themselves. So Andrew Fagan kind of gave us that information yesterday, although I am hearing that it's strengthening that Adelaide will get a hub, and especially they're angling for this cricket hub that I'm sure you've heard plenty about it as well, Sam, but there's a hotel attached to the Adelaide Oval that's about to open in, I think, September. So given there's a new hotel there to house cricketers from overseas, that's what they're planning to do later this year as well. So yeah, it's going to be a pretty quick evolution once we get the go-ahead that borders are going to be opened up a bit in this country, even if the international borders aren't.
Hey, we've done well, haven't we? Well, I mean, we said we really weren't going to talk about hubs. Yep. Now we've crossed codes, we've crossed sports. We're talking cricket hubs now.
That's it. That's it now. I'll let you get your TikTok video up and running, Sam. Thanks a lot for your time, Sam Edmund, for Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now. 1-300-736-736, by the way. If you'd like to join me for Werribee Kia, or if you've got a speckled text to send through, 0433 98 11 16. Going to turn our attention to golf after a little break. And I'll play you again a piece from Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews from the news straight after this and see what you read into it, because a few things have been reversed in this state, and might we get a few more things back on our agenda that we're allowed to do in a couple of weeks. More to come on this show. You're with Dwayne's World.